This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. There are few last-minute gifts as easy to buy and as hard to get right as perfume. These days, buying perfume is expensive. A bottle can easily cost more than $100. Niche perfumes can be way more than that. So perfume reviews, offered up in the new book, Perfumes the Guide 2018, could help. Or at least amuse. One fragrance in the book is described as smelling like cheap 1950s hair gel. The authors say another smells like a mall in hell. The first version of the book came out in 2008. Tanya Sanchez is the co-author of both. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You published your first guide to perfumes 10 years ago, and I wonder how the industry's changed in the last decade.
Very much. We actually got rather burned out on perfume after we wrote the first guide where we reviewed about 1,800 perfumes more. So we weren't paying very much attention for a few years. And when we looked back at the department stores, it was absolutely amazing what had changed. When we wrote the guide in 2007, a celebrity perfume was all the rage. And a lot of things were discontinued, changing. Things didn't smell the same. We were really depressed about it. And then when we went back to the shops, suddenly it was a whole new world of niche perfume, perfumes that are not by big brands, are by very small producers, are by sort of artisans. It was extremely exciting.
And so what accounts for the change? I mean, I guess the first question is, what happened to all the classic perfumes? Where did they go?
Well, they didn't really go. I mean, some of them have been discontinued, but there were changes in the market. So people were thought to like fresher perfumes, grapefruit perfumes, fruity perfumes, things that smelled more like body sprays. So sort of the old classics weren't doing as well as they used to. So they started to kind of phase them out or try to freshen them up for a younger audience. The other thing that happened was that in Europe, there was a lot of allergen regulation that was passed. People were getting itchy. So it was sort of a terrible confluence of events.
And then you look out and all of a sudden you see all these niche perfumes and niche perfumers. Where did they come from?
So I think the internet has made an enormous difference in perfume culture. The fact that I can even talk about perfume culture is itself an internet
phenomenon.
What
is perfume culture? Let me stop you. What is perfume culture?
I mean, there has arisen a world of people who are really desperately interested in perfume. It's no longer simply the case that a person wants to just buy one perfume, smell of that every day, or just when they go out, you know. Now there are people who are interested in perfume as a subject. So they want to try lots of different perfumes. They want to try strange perfumes. They want to try exotic perfumes, foreign perfumes, everything. So there's a lot of chatter, and where there's chatter, there's creativity.
And can you make a good perfume as a self-taught perfumer?
Yes. Obviously, not everyone does. I mean, there's a lot of crap out there. But for instance, we gave 5 stars, which is our highest rating, to Andy Tower, a self-taught perfumer in Switzerland who had a day job as a chemist. And he was just passionate about perfume, and he started to put together his own stuff. And his perfume, L'Air du Désert Marocain, I'm sorry, you have to speak a lot of French if you're going to talk about perfume, got 5 stars from us. And in fact, Luca Turin, my co-author and husband, wore it to our wedding.
Wow.
And Andy has never, so far as I know, been professionally trained.
What are you loving? What smells do you love right now?
Well, I mean, I don't want to brag, but right now I am wearing a recently issued perfume, which is a recreation of a really old perfume by the French brand Jacques Fatt. And the people who bought the brand wanted to restore some of their old perfumes, including one which Luca and many people consider to be one of the greatest fragrances of all time, which was Iris Gris, which means gray iris. And unfortunately, it is priced over $1,000 a bottle.
Wow.
Which I find offensive. I mean, and it is basically a peach chypre, which is a sort of classic perfume category, with a huge, lovely, juicy, fuzzy peach. And over it, this wonderful, sober, gray, dignified iris, which is sort of like what violet would be like if it was depressed. And sometimes people say, you know, perfume is not an art. And often they say this in the industry because they'd like to not have to make excuses for the crap they do. But when I smell something like this, I am moved. And I don't think that one would be moved like this unless there were art involved.
Tanya Sanchez is co-author of Perfumes, The Guide. Thanks so much.
Thank you.